Fiona Kelly joins us with what it says in this morning's papers.
Pictures depicting the impact of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the rising number of COVID cases and the build-up to Cheltenham are some of the stories and images carried on your front pages this morning. Alongside its lead story, which reports that China has indicated a willingness to supply weapons to Russia, the Irish Independent runs with a shot of medical personnel escorting an elderly man with blood streaming down his face through the rubble in Kyiv yesterday. The picture on the front of the Irish Times, meanwhile, is of an emotional Ivan and Maria Matvichuk, who arrived from Ukraine on Saturday as they watched their national flag being raised over Fingal County Hall in Swords in Dublin yesterday. And in its lead story, Daniel McLaughlin reports that 160 cars carrying residents escaped from Mariupol yesterday, but that authorities there accused Russian forces of preventing trucks carrying humanitarian aid from reaching the city. Under the lead headline, Putin's troops expected to buckle in 14 days, the Irish Daily Mail quotes American officials and defence experts who say that Russia's invasion plan is in disarray. And a still image taken from a broadcast on a state-run Russian television channel last night, carried on the front of today's Irish Examiner and Belfast Telegraph, shows a woman who is believed to be an editor who burst onto a news bulletin carrying a placard which, when translated from Russian, says, "Do not believe the propaganda. They're lying to you here." Elsewhere on the front pages, 31,000 COVID cases in past 3 days is the lead headline in today's Examiner. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun both lead with a podcast interview which British comedian James English has done with Daniel Kinahan, which has been pulled for legal reasons. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson and Alliance leader Naomi Long are among more than 43,000 UK householders who have offered to take in Ukrainian refugees. Geoffrey Donaldson also featured in the lead story in today's Irish News. Under the headline, Donaldson snub adds to executive return doubts, the paper reports on the DUP leader's decision not to take up the Lagan Valley seat vacated by Edwin Poots. The Irish Daily Star leads today with the line that racing fans are expected to place €1 billion in bets on this year's Cheltenham. The Examiner has a story on its front page about the 4-year jail sentence which 27-year-old Clara Chapman received for using an imitation firearm to rob a man she met up with in Ennis after he made contact with her through an ad she placed on a classified website claiming to be an escort. Back in the front of the Times, Simon Carswell has a story about how Irish aircraft leasing companies may have to write off billions of euro worth of aircrafts leased to Russian airlines. Elsewhere this morning, the Times reports on the arrest of two men in their 60s in recent days in connection with an alleged €450,000 fraud at the University of Limerick. There's a story in the Examiner about fears that paintings of the first sitting of Dáil Éireann and portraits of ex-Taoiseach may be getting damaged by damp, water damage and falling plaster in Leinster House. And finally, the Examiner carries a picture on its back page this morning of sheep farmer Brendan O'Connor from McGillicuddy Reeks in County Kerry. Brendan is famous for spraying his flock golden green when Kerry are playing in a football final. But in Valerie O'Sullivan's picture in today's paper, his sheep are a solid block of green in honour of St Patrick's Day on Thursday. And the Independent also carries the same picture on an inside page where we're told that Brendan uses a natural product which washes off within a few days when he's dyeing his sheep.